That's Kathleen Carnalli on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. As you can tell, Ryan is off today, which means I get to bring in a friend for the What Day Is It game. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning, Beth. Happy Friday.
I'm so glad it's Friday. I really needed one.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we'll take it. And today is going to be beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I'm ready for it. Well, we know today is Friday, but as far as the What Day Is It game is concerned, there are a couple of unknowns here. And that's because Ryan says there is a holiday to celebrate on every day of the calendar. In fact, there are several. And the point of the game is this. Ryan chooses two official holidays for today on any given day that we play the game. And then he makes a third holiday up. And then you, Anna, and me, and our listening family have to guess which day of the three that Ryan has picked here is the one that he made up off the top of his head. We do adore this game here because we never know what Ryan's actually thinking.
No, and we don't want to.
It's a scary place. Anyway, I have Ryan pre-recorded here with the options for the days that we get to choose from. Are you ready to hear them?
Let's take a stab at this, Beth.
Okay, here we go. Ryan, what days do we have to choose from today?
Here are the options for the What Day Is It game for Friday. First, we have National Gouda Day. Next, National Something on a Stick Day. And finally, Respect Your Cat Day. But one of those days is not real.
Okay, so we have 3 days to choose from. We have National Gouda Day, National Something on a Stick Day, or Respect Your Cat Day.
I don't really know why anybody celebrates any of this. Let's be real. I mean,
it is
your
kind of
cat,
odd.
Your Respect Your Cat Day, really? I have a cat, but I don't think I respect her.
Oh, I have issues with cats.
Yeah, I like my dogs.
Yeah. Dogs have masters, cats have staff. You work for them.
Yep, yeah. She goes to visit the queen every day. National Something on a Stick Day. Well, that sounds a lot like the state fair. It is March.
I know. And we had something here in the studios a couple days ago. It was like pancakes and sausage on a stick.
Oh, yeah, breakfast on a stick.
Oh, I didn't
Pretty
get
good.
Any, but I was interested.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gouda.
Yeah.
What do you say about Gouda?
It's good in fettuccine sauce. I don't know.
I've never had it in fettuccine sauce that I know of.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, it's very rich.
Okay. Hmm. All right. What day did he make up, though?
Man. Ryan, this is weird. Respect Your Cat Day, really? I don't know. What do you think, Beth?
I don't know. I kind of have a feeling cats just claim whatever day they want.
Yeah, and it's so weird that it's got to be real. So I think we're going to leave that one.
I think so, yeah.
And then that leaves something on a stick or National Gouda Day.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I think he made up something on a stick day.
You do?
I do.
Okay. I can, even a lollipop. Oh, boy. I think I could go with that one.
Should we say something
on a stick day.
Should we say that's the one?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going with National Something on a Stick Day. Ryan, which day is the fake day?
The day that I made up is National Gouda Day.
Gouda?
There is no National Gouda Day, sadly. It'd be a Gouda day to have.
I don't think so.
I think we're going to all have to go out and buy some cheese.
Oh, bummer. Wow.
I think I'm going to go find something on a stick to eat, though.
I know. Like I said, the pancakes and sausage sound really good. A little maple syrup on that.
Oh,
yum.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, sounds good.
Good stuff. Anna, thanks so much for helping me out. I appreciate it. We'll get him next time.
We keep trying.
Yeah. Here's Maverick City Music and Promises on Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.